What Nick Cummins actually looks like is a photo of everyone's dad from the 60s or 70s.
I'm not being crass, but he has an erection. There's wood.
Why did you have to take it there?
But it's true.
In the back of my mind, I've got Mum chirping away going, make sure you find yourself a nice Sheila. Let's go.
This is pretty much the finale as far as we're concerned. We got to see Cass, and Sarah's so emotional about it. We're going to be debriefing every sordid, wedgie bikini in the water moment.
It was nothing sordid about it. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Guys, we're Lise and Sarah. We host a national early breakfast show across the Hit Network, and we're dead set Bachelor fans, aren't we?
It's sort of a way of reliving our youth and imagining what we would have done in those situations, I suppose.
I can tell you what you wouldn't have done. You wouldn't have worn a bikini like that, Sarah.
Oh, no.
I mean, she's got a rig on her and she looked amazing, but it's just in
it's
a water
practical.
Slide environment,
no.
A high-cut black bikini is asking
I
for
mean,
trouble.
It's you know, straight up to the uterus, that one.
Yeah,
it
really is. It's
you know,
the equivalent
you go,
of a
you
pap
go,
smear.
You go down a water slide in that. And it's a retrieval effort.
Yeah.
That's why I'm an advocate for a rashie and board shorts.
Sarah, but you...
And a very wide-brimmed hat, lots of sunscreen.
Imagine.
They never show that on the shows.
No, they don't for a reason.
No, well, it's cool to be sunsafe.
It is, but it was an overcast day. I know that UV rays still come through.
Yeah.
I know you're going to give me the lecture. I understand. But also, it doesn't make for good television for every inch of skin to be covered, which is the way you choose to live your life.
That's
at the beach.
True.
I get it.
That's true. Wow. But, I mean, come on.
All
I
right.
feel like every week of the past, how many weeks has it been? 7 weeks?
Yeah, we're up to 8 girls left. So that's about, yeah.
Yes. We have been edging towards Cass
this
having
moment.
A single date. I mean, I've anticipated it perhaps as much as Cass. I'm like, give this girl a Guernsey.
I don't know. I loved every minute of that episode. I could give a take what happened afterwards.
Oh,
like,
I fell
it was
asleep.
Really just Cass. But I don't, if we're really going to be honest and dissect it, how do you feel it actually went?
God, look.
Be honest. Don't let your bias come into it.
It's not going to work out between the two of them.
Okay, there you go. She's called it. It's not, is it?
I want it to. I want
his body language.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they did the kiss is there. Let's just go back
okay.
from the beginning. Okay.
Okay. All right. So, opens in the lounge room where all the girls are saying repeatedly, "Whom do we think it will be? Whom do we think it will be? Will it be?"
It's between Emily
it's and
between Cass.
Like, please, just obviously, it's Cass and Cass's glorious little face.
Oh my god!
Her little smile that never stops.
Never.
It's like lamb chop. It's the lamb chop of smiles.
It really is.
Never ends.
This is the song that never ends. Yes, it goes on and on, my friends.
Rev it up.
Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song
that doesn't end.
It's the smile that never ends.
Lost on the youth in this studio.
It is the smile that never ends, and that's what he loves about it. But...
Mm-hmm.
Does okay. he love it in a
I was a little
sense.
Bit worried when the pickup ride for the date was a big yellow retro school bus.
I think it was cute.
It was cute.
That.
Do you remember that show, The Magic School Bus, where
yeah.
it would like dive into your intestines and take
then...
a tour of your colon? That's the bus that it reminded me of. Great show. Great show.
Great show.
And
very
then
informative.
I felt like he did a couple of knee slapping things on her a couple of times, which is still a little bit friend zoney.
They played corners right there. Right there, there's no sexual tension. If there's young women listening, if you are in a vehicle with a man that you fancy and he starts playing corners with you.
Yep. It's different to stacks
it's
on because
dead.
If someone jumps on top of you and you're, as Lee said, feeling the delightful weight of a man's
I
body
like
against
you. I
like
the weight of a man. I like
that's
the weight
different
of a man.
Because
yes.
it's physical. But corners
yeah, but
is just like
on.
Smashing you up against
no.
a wall.
Sarah, stacks on is still not sensual, okay?
Not when there's 20. Well, you know, like at school
yes,
when everyone
yes,
would cry.
Yes.
Do people even still do stacks on?
I don't think it's safe.
We should bring back stacks on.
In buses. I don't do public
just in
transport.
Life. In life. just randomly yell stacks on and jump on top of people.
Just like in the studio.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. Let's do that. Okay, so they're in the big old yellow school bus. Like,
I mean, I love that when he got to her, he swung her around, he hoisted her over the shoulders. And I love the way she laughs and says, oh, Nick.
I know, she's so cute. Like
fresh out of Home and Away.
That's right. So, and I love, I know you're not very good with attention to detail in these little moments, but did you hear
backhanded compliment.
Did you hear about 25 seconds in, like they just sat their rumps on the bus and already she says to him, that was fun already. 25 seconds in. It's like, pace yourself, girl. She was happy with that.
I mean,
date could have ended there. She would have been stoked.
Cass, from the moment he picked her up, she attached to him like a remora.
A barnacle.
On a shark. She actually didn't let go of his right bicep for the entire time.
I mean, would
time.
You though? She's
no,
only
I
human.
Wouldn't. I mean, I if we not. Ever get the privilege of interviewing
Let's just
Nick.
Attach ourselves to his biceps. You on the left, me on the right.
Yeah, we'll just share a microphone.
Okay, then they go to Wet and Wild.
I love his curly hair. I love his eyes. I love his body. I love everything. Oh. We're like, Cass, I know, just say it. I love him.
She does, though. This is the thing. Okay, so they get to Wet n Wild. The whole park has been closed down for them, which is actually my dream. That has been my dream since I was in year five.
Has it?
I used to live near a water park called Amazons. Mm. Do you remember Amazons,
yes,
Sarah?
Yes, grade 12 excursion was there.
Holy dooly. Amazons was life. It was like our neighbourhood park.
Yeah.
And I used to have dreams of that park being shut down just so that I could...
Well, it did get shut down,
I know,
park.
But not
Why
permanently.
Why did it get shut down?
Because there were razor blades
That's
down
right.
the sides.
That's right.
Apparently. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And I used to have a crush on the guy who was like the lifeguard at the shotgun
right.
slide.
Yes.
And he was my uncle's best friend.
He was your uncle.
No.
Okay,
he was my uncle's best friend, but that sounds like he was significantly older than me, but he wasn't because my uncle's only 12 years older than me. And my uncle went to Terrace, which was a very hot boys' high school. And
this
Justin.
Is still, like
Justin,
dipping the toe into uncomfortable territory
Justin,
for me.
Justin, also known as Mutton. That was his.
Oh, wow.
That was because he had very curly hair, like Nick. He had curly hair, like, and so people would call him Sheep or Mutton. Anyway. I digress.
Mutton, if you're listening, give Lee's a call.
He's married with children now, as am I.
Okay.
All right. So talk me through the Sky Coaster, Sarah.
All right.
Would you have gone on it?
Yes, I like a ride.
Do you?
I love a ride. Love a ride with a bloke. Yes.
We're using that forever. Like, get that audio grab.
Yeah, I mean, it did look like fun. So basically it was the Sky Coaster, 76 metres high. They had to pull a ripcord and then they'd go shooting
swinging.
Through
it was
the
like
sky.
A giant
and,
swing,
you know, it was so
it?
Romantic. Nick was screaming things like, holy snap and duck poo. And nothing gets me more in the mood than someone
my
yelling
favorite,
that in my ear.
My favourite was like, ah, shit the bed, bastard.
Dog, shove it up your ass. Okay, these were the actual things he was yelling.
That's what he was saying. I mean, he was saying, mongrel, stick it up your ass.
Snap and duck poo.
I want to replay that entire scene. That's the favourite part of this season. That's all I need.
Yeah, and what I loved too in one bit was, because they're kind of parallel to the ground, suspended, and Cass was saying, are you holding the ripcord while she was holding her hair extensions?
Yes,
like Cass, they're not going to save you. You can't pull on them when you need to release the ride.
If you were ever in doubt that Cass has hair extensions, last night's episode showed us the clip.
Yeah.
Like the hair extension clip was revealed for all of Australia to see. Will she reconsider her lengths?
Well, look, I dead set considered getting hair extensions. When I cut my hair off super short, I was ready to snap them in. I was. I didn't even care if they were visible. They could have been white sticky tape through my scalp if it
Can
just gave me
that?
A little
Can
bit of...
Can we give you hair extensions?
Well, it's grown now, so I'm okay with it. But let's give you hair extensions.
Oh, God.
Because when I first met you, you were like an Afghan hound. It was just...
I was.
She was. Because she
long
had
hair.
Long hair and never did anything
I
with
didn't.
It.
I hate doing hair. I hate doing
and
makeup.
And I'd be like, hello. Hello, Lizzie. Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's true, though. It is true. I did.
Anyway, and I
it
can
was
say that to Lee because
hair,
we're best
though,
friends.
So stick it up your ass, mongrel.
Ollie snapping duck poo. Okay, so they did They did the right. They were still in normal clothes. Then they got swapped. Then they did the old switcheroo into their togs.
Hot, like, swim gear on.
I don't even know if Cass was wearing togs or lingerie.
No, they were definitely togs. She looked great. And, you know, it was her dream day because she had hands all over his rigs. It was the Kama Sutra of water slides. They had legs going everywhere.
They were doing something
intimate.
In a donut, in a ring.
Yes.
And somehow Nick ended up top of her. And then when he was trying to get off, she kind of kept, like, holding on to him like the Snap-on
like
koala
the Snap-on
again.
Yes, yeah, she's
don't go
so
anywhere.
Cute. She's so cute.
And then they set up the outdoor furniture setting in the shallow pools, just said to the kids, get out!
And their feet were resting in just like urine infested waters, which is always a nice touch with the smell of chlorine overpowering
their
brie and crackers.
You know those public pools when you put your head under once and your eyes come up the colour of red flames and you're like, if that's not a sign as to the amount of piddle in this pool.
I mean, have you ever weed in a pool though?
Oh, of course.
You have,
yes.
Hey? You're not human if you haven't weed in a pool. Have you weed in a public pool with the fear of the blue water coming out? Has anyone done that?
Yeah. Do you remember
too.
That? Did you ever get that urban legend where they was like, don't wee in the pool because the water immediately turns blue around you?
Yes.
Like the old Colgate ad water.
That's right.
And, you know, you
did
risk
you,
it.
Did you risk it? Oh, like
no
a little
blue.
Drop?
No
Let's
blue.
Test it. Okay, then they have a you know what I loved about the date, Sarah? This is the I don't think there's ever been a bachelor season with a date as beautiful as this date, and I'll tell you why. It's because there was so much laughter, genuine fun being had. They did not stop cracking up with each other all day long, and I loved it. Then they sit in the pee water and they start having a D&M, okay? And I'm so proud of our girl Cass because in spite of all her little, you know, oddities, she comes out and she asks him, I just have one question for you. Do you have feelings for me? Inflection.
That was a question, but, you know, an upward inflection means a question mark at the end of it. And she's very articulate with her feelings.
She is articulate with her feelings, but
she's
not
basically
in
said, I want to be the last girl standing with you.
Well, she did say that.
And he
rabbited on
said,
about all kinds of.
It's hard for me to show emotions in this environment.
It's not good.
I see a beautiful girl.
You have
always
a
glow about you. Everyone sees that. And then he said to camera, she wouldn't hurt a fly. Everyone, basically everyone loves Cass.
Yeah, but that doesn't say that he loves Cass.
Yeah, that was the undertone. I still feel like Cass to him is like the
little sister
that everyone has fun with. She's a great girl, but I just don't know if it's going to.
She will go far.
Oh, look, I would invite Cass into my tribe in a heartbeat.
Can we? Do you think she'd do an interview with us? Do we count?
Do we count? Do we count?
Our producer's shaking his head.
I think we've been the most vocal
advocates
and supporters of Cass since day dot.
Let's start a petition.
And then he gave her a rose.
Well, he gave her a rose, though.
Yep.
And then, they kissed. How did you
kissed.
Find the kiss?
Well, it was
I
a little bit awkward because, I mean, she was
kiss.
So excited to kiss him.
Yeah, but it didn't give – it didn't.
I actually welled up when they kissed.
Did you?
I did. I was just so happy
you
for
have
her.
Too much emotion sometimes.
I was so happy. that's to make up for you because you've got none. It's
you
like
know what would have been great?
It's like a crushed crumble
of alfoil.
You know
what would have been great in that scene in the wading pool? A giant shark.
Megalodon.
Because you know how I feel about movies with oversized animals. What would have been great is if they'd taken The Bachelor into a different direction and they both get eaten.
You know they do those fright nights in the pool there where they play Jaws and everyone bobs along.
That's what I have planned for your birthday.
Oh, God.
anyway, then they go. Okay, so then did you notice, though, so they kiss, blah, blah, blah. Then we do not get at all that joyful moment of Cass re-entering the house.
With a rose.
She doesn't debrief with the girls.
Nothing, no.
It just cuts to the
cuts
group
to
date.
The
She's back on the group
girls driving
date.
In two blue Hyundai Tucsons.
It's pronounced Hyundai.
No, it's Hyundai.
Oh, shivers. It is Hyundai. We should know this.
Okay, yes,
Hyundai.
We should.
Hyundai.
We've driven those cars for free. like the Bachelorettes, and but with car seats in the back,
and sultanas littered everywhere. And you know, I've done my rotator cuff. I've done my rotator cuff from driving and sticking my hand into the back seat and smacking my kids and giving them food. I actually have a rotator cuff injury, my physio has said.
Did you tell him that that's what it was from?
Yes, I said it's from like trying to
discipline the
smack
children
my
in
kids
the back
while I'm driving. He said a lot of women find that.
So then
that.
They went on to a group date, which was again like just terrible.
Something about
therapy. It was like tough mudder.
It was tough mudder.
They had to go into a river. They played with sticks and balls and carried them.
They had large backpacks that were
weighted down.
Well,
it's
they were like
very...
it was synonymous with the emotional baggage one carries.
Oh, shut up!
Shut
already.
Up! I don't have emotions, so
they are the lamest exercises. Like, can you remember going to work and they're like, "Okay, guys, we're going to do a team bonding experience," and you'd be like, "Oh my god, I'd rather sit and clear out my spam folder. Get me back to my desk." I hate that stuff.
I do too. I
hate it. It's so lame.
It really is. Moonboot Jamie sits by herself. She can't participate.
I mean, even
again.
The producers thought it was lame. They made out that bloody Brooke started drowning at one point. She just touched the bottom and came straight back up.
I mean, but if you're carrying a 15-kilogram backpack traversing water that is deeper than your height, that would be scary.
She is pretty tiny, I think.
She is tiny. She would like...
She looks like I could give birth to her.
Line.
Like, she's tiny.
She would reach our nipple line. That's
her
height. I'm
always so jealous of the ladies who are tiny. You know, when you're a behemoth woman, it's like, what must it be like to be that
petite?
Petite.
Petite. To go into Target and look at the Kylie Minogue.
And look at the Danny Minogue range.
Danny Minogue range. We have that's our emotional baggage.
That we're tall.
That's it. Imagine if we said that around the campfire, he'd be like, losers. I think he'd say that anyway.
And then he chose one-on-one time with Dasha. Actually, funny thing we didn't touch on, when Cass and Nick were on their group date, there was a workout happening that Dasha was leading. And I think it was Jamie Lee just going, God, I hate working out with Dasha. And she's a PT. I mean, Dasha's in there just working on her fitness, as Fergie said,
fitness.
And growing that online business. Because I'm following her on Instagram
Are
now.
You?
Yeah. She's going to be full like 28 by Sam. Program herself. Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think so.
I think so. She'll be running her own workouts and she'll be the new Kayla Itsanes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Is that how you say her name?
I think it's Itsanes.
It's Sinus. No, it rhymes with itchiness.
It's Sinus.
That's it.
Okay, there you go.
Yep.
So Dasha gets the alone time.
Sorry, Aaron. And it was really boring. And Nick was saying things like, I was really hoping it'd pick up where we left off. And it left off when he...
got an erection?
That's it.
I did not see wood.
No.
I did not see boner.
No.
At all. So what are you talking about?
Well, when he was saying he was hoping...
Oh,
the last date when they were fishing and you'd called it and said that...
He had it wood.
Yes.
How many times do I have to say it in this podcast, Sarah? I'm trying to clean up my language.
And it was really boring.
Well,
it was
started
dull.
Off well because she did a cheers... And she said, cheers to getting wet and dirty. Bit of dirty talk in there. Did you hear that? And his eyeballs went, doing.
Oh, yeah. You'd recognise that, wouldn't you?
Anyway, moving on. And then she even continues the flirtation. My sister listens to this, okay? And she's an animal friend. Leave my sexting relationship out of
the this. Injured impala is an animal.
Oh, that goes back to episode
last week's episode.
Was it?
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, I am. I'm maimed.
She's an easy get.
I'm an easy get. Okay.
Anyway, it was boring as,
so
and then
awkward.
Jamie Lee didn't get a rose.
That's
what a surprise.
It.
I'll predict tonight it's Emily that's out.
Oh, do we have to do this again tonight?
Yes. Emily won't get a rose tonight. It's not even a spoiler. It's a prediction. We don't get the episodes that early in advance, Channel 10. I wish we did. But we don't, because we're not that important,
Sarah,
even though we're doing this top hit of a podcast.
All our hopes of getting an interview with Kaz have just been dashed because you've poo-pooed Channel 10. I'm sure all their executives listen to this podcast. Oh, God. We cannot
all right,
forget
now, guys,
our lukewarm
you know, we've got,
hotline.
We've got a hotline and it's
no.
tepid.
Our lukewarm line. It's not a hotline because nobody calls it. We've only had three calls, two of which have been tech-related. The number is 1-300-693-478. Will someone call the bloody hotline?
I mean, Cass, we know you're under lock and key at the moment, but if you just want an outlet, just call us.
Sarah,
we are here for you.
She's not going to call the tepid line.
But she might. Nobody else is calling.
You know, it's veering towards the cool line. Next week, if nobody calls on
it's
this.
It's like, you know when you open the freezer at Coles and you're like, that's the temperature of that hotline. For God's sake, please, somebody call it. Give us a tip off. Give us a theory.
And you don't even have
we
to.
We can't keep talking about
hi.
Ourselves in this podcast. Give us something
or
to.
Or can
to,
we?
Give us something to fill
with.
If you
with. Want more animal, I mean, next week we might compare ourselves to, okay, we've done the Impala. Mm. What can we be next week, Sarah, in terms of our dating histories?
There's a type of spider that eats the head off her mate once
Perfect.
She shags
That's
it.
That's where we're at in our marriages. Excellent. Next week we become arachnids for your listening pleasure. I'm hungry.
Oh, I can't wait till tonight's episode.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of those two girls. Download the Catch Up now on the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home.